Praise the Lord. Message number 121. The title of the message, Prayer, Part 8, The Fig Tree. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 6 to 9. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my lips and let your word flow, O God, and arrange the message. Let everyone of your people who hear it will know what you want him to know, and well, and they'll be well informed about the thing that you want them to do for you. We pray the message will bring teaching, correction, rebuke, instruction, and fruitful ministry in the life of each and everyone. A fruitful life for everyone who hear your word. I pray, O God, that the purpose of sending the message shall be fulfilled in the life of your church and your people. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said in John 10:10, he said, "I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." The desire of God in our life, that we will have life and we will have it to the full. We will have a life and enjoying the life, enjoying the ministry, and enjoying the service unto God. When you look to the parable of the fig tree, you may see it in a negative way. It may look pessimistic things because there's God judgment, and that's true. But the purpose of this parable is not to bring negative things or accusation or judgment on you. The purpose of God's word always is to bring a fruit in your life, and you'll be the first one who will enjoy that particular fruit in your life. The parable of the fig tree, it teaches us also to have life of a prayer, and also it shows us how prayer can work it out to change our life for a better living. We understand that when we pray, we are speaking to God. We are communicating with God. So not only we speak, but there's a time that God will speak. God will interfere. God will introduce himself into our life in order to make us aware, to bring to our notice that the things we are not aware of, or the things that we cannot see, and also introduce to us his suggestion and his instruction. In the parable of the fig tree, we know that the man who planted the fig tree is the Lord God. And the man who take care of the vineyard is every one of us, every one of us. God had entrusted him. God had entrusted us with good things, vineyards, fig trees. And God wants us to bring the fruit that he desires to see in each and every one. Life. So, the parable of the fig tree, we can personalize that into our life. Jesus interfering in our life, introducing himself. He wants our attention. He is stopping us. And he wants to speak to us as he was speaking to that man. You know what he told him? For 3 years now, I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and have not found any. Jesus is upset when he is looking to us and not finding any fruit or a real progress in our life. Jesus is upset when he is not seeing fruit or progress in your life. That is the truth. And that is the reality. And you need to face it. We need to face it. Sometimes we pray. We ask the Lord a lot of things in order for us to receive God's answer to our prayer. God will speak to us about fact and the truth we are not aware of. As this man was busy taking care of the fig tree. He is not aware. Now this is the third year and there is no fruit. He told him, 3 years now I am coming. There is nothing coming out. Why? Do you think that's not wrong? Do you think that's correct? Have you noticed something wrong about that particular matter? God is speaking to you right now. You are busy with a lot of things. You are busy with that project, that ministry, that business. It's taking from you your time and attention and your emotion and thinking. You get fully involved in it. But have you noticed that there is no fruit? So you get the point here? God introducing himself. The fig tree is not a pessimistic parable or judgmental one, but it is to bring changes and transformation into our life, the way we think, the way we decide, the way we program our life and ministry. When the Lord spoke this, next he told him, cut it down. This is a very hard warning message from the Lord. To you, to us, to his church. This language, cut it down, is needed in certain times to bring awakening, awareness, in order that repentance will come through in the life of the people of God, in our life. A rebuke, a hard time. You know, sometimes God rebuke us by allowing trials. Sometimes God rebuke us by allowing problems. Sometimes God rebuke us by allowing people to speak hard to us. But that is he who is speaking heart to heart to each and every one of us. Because he is grieving, seeing you without fruit in your life. Such language, cut it down, will give us the initiative to take certain decisions and suitable actions in order for us to be fruitful and effective. God wants to see three fruits in our life. Fruit of repentance, Matthew 3 verse 8, bring a fruit that goes with repentance. Second is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When there is sin in your life, one sin in your life, it makes you unfruitful. One particular sin that the Lord is speaking to you about long time. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, God is speaking. that will bring no fruit in your life. The second fruit that the Lord wants to see after you repent of your sin is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to verse 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. These are related to your character. The character and the attitude of the person determined of how much fruit of the Holy Spirit is appearing and he cultivates in his life. Ministry flow from good character and attitude. Persevering attitude, patient attitude, loving person, faithful person, gentle person, have good outcome of ministry in his life. Sometimes certain fruit is not there. You don't have peace, you don't have joy. That will not bring fruit in your life. Rude instead of being gentle. Impatient. That makes you not fruitful. Lack of self-control. Lack of perseverance. That will not bring fruit that the Lord desires in your life. And the third fruit that God wants to see is the fruit of bringing new souls into his kingdom. We need to have the fruit of repentance and the fruit of the Holy Spirit in order to bring the fruit that will last forever. For you did not choose me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. That whatever you ask in my name shall be given to you. So these are three fruit that God wants to see in our life, and that is why he say cut it down. It is not that God want to punish or judge, but God want you to wake up, to be aware, so that you will repent and turn away from wrongdoing in order to correct yourself and to bring the fruit that the Lord desires. After he say cut it down, the Lord say, why should it use up the soil? God explaining why he is speaking this way to you. Jesus is explaining to us why he is speaking hard to us. He is doing that for our own benefit. The fig tree that is without fruit is taking a place in the garden, as well as it takes food and water from other fruitful trees, and attention and care from the person who takes care of it and of the garden. The Lord today is speaking to you. There are things you are fully occupied with and taking from your time, effort, money, your emotions, and your thinking. They are taking spaces from your memory and your daily time and activities, but they are unfruitful. So the Lord is speaking today for your own benefit and good. God wants to help you by removing from you things that are unbeneficial to you and are taking a good space in your life. Notice and remember and be very aware, non-beneficial things that occupy a good space in your life, they are turning you into ineffective and non-fruitful person. So they are harmful things. And as God directing you to take certain and suitable action, then he is speaking to you and warning you for your own benefit. As God is speaking to protect you, then you are called to take certain decision and communicate your decision and your action to the Lord through prayer. As the man who was taking care of the fig tree spoke to the man who planted the vineyard, and he told him, "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. Let's come now and explain these words, and this is our prayer. As the Lord has spoke to you about certain particular thing that's unfruitful, commit yourself now to the Lord. Leave it alone for one more year. Ask the Lord to give you a last chance to see if there's any benefit from what God is pointing to you as non-fruitful things in your life. It could be a project, business, or ministry. If it reached a situation that thinks that there's no fruit, then it should not be let it go without an action or decision to improve the outcome. The same we apply also in the life of each and every ministry. We reach people with evangelism, we spend time, effort and money in disciplining them and discipling them, and we keep things going on for 3 years. Then we need to evaluate the situation and be willing to take an action that would glorify God to make us good steward to what He is entrusted to us. The Lord Jesus Christ, He spent on earth 3.5 years. He evangelized. He reached large number of people, but there's a timetable. 3 years, 3.5, 4 years, He harvests the fruit. The fruit of the Lord is 120 disciples, as we read in the book of Acts chapter 1. And among these 120, 12 apostles. He took those fruit of Him, 120, and He used them to bring the message and to bring the fruit that He desired. In the same way, 3 to 4 years we spend in each and every ministry, congregation. After the end of this 3 to 4 years, we take the fruit. And the fruit should be used to sustain us, to sustain the ministry, and to sustain and plant another congregation or another ministry. That is how to be fruitful. After 3 years, we have to evaluate. If there are fruit, we take the fruit, and the fruit will support the work. If they are unfruitful, we give one more your chance. What you will do with during this 1 year more, if there's no fruit, the man say, I will dig around it. We need to commit ourselves to study the situation and see why there's no fruit or how we can bring fruit. Try your best to find out what is the reason of not bearing fruit. We need to pray and ask the Lord to clarify things to us. We need to study the Word of God, seek the Lord, and ask advice and counsel. You can come and ask advice and counsel. We need to sit together and ask advice and counsel. We need to check ourselves. You need to check yourself and dig inside. We should allow the Holy Spirit to dig inside us to see what is wrong in us, what is wrong in you, that caused the fruit not to appear in our lives. You should allow the Holy Spirit, should be honest, allow the Holy Spirit to dig around, to dig inside you, to find out the reason. And when you find it, the reason, the next step, I will fertilize it. When you find the real reason, when you find the real issue, why there is no function, why there is no fruit in that area, then we need to commit ourselves and be sure to do certain things to correct the situation. Sometimes we are spending on things that is of no effect of bringing changes. So we need to find out what is the real thing that is non-functioning, and we need to invest toward reversing that particular issue. We need to act and spend and put effort in a timetable of 1 more year. And we need to be honest that within that timetable of God's word, 1 more year, if it bring a fruit, then that fruit will take and we'll use it to support other things. The timetable that the Lord allow here, 1 more year, is not to squeeze us, but to protect us, to protect you from unnecessary and further losses and expenses. If there's no fruit 3 and 4 years, and you want to continue to support, you continue to pray, you continue to give money, you continue to give time and emotion and thinking about that particular subject, that will not bring fruit in your life. God wants us to be free, to set us free. If it's fruitful or benefit to us, then let it go. It will be supporting us. But if there's no fruit, then it will drain our resources. So after I will fertilize it, we pray if it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. Be bold to take your final decision to cut it down. Get rid of it. Send it away if there's no fruit reproduced. We must know that this is not a loss. This is a benefit, because when the Lord will allow that this particular thing will be cut down, thrown away, then it means there is no fruit. Then let it go. But the Lord will not let you alone like that. God will entrust to you another things that will bring the real fruit that you need, and the Lord like to see in your life. God is preparing you for another thing to handle instead of your current non-fruitful fig tree. So from the parable of this fig tree, then we understand that God wants me out from my vicious circle of non-fruitful life, non-joyful life, non-effective life. Every one of us, the Lord had given certain resources of money, time, effort. Then if you spend that unwisely and more on things does not deserve, then you are short when it comes to spend on things that you need to spend. What the Lord give you from resources, He wants you to use them effectively for His kingdom and for you, before anyone else, to enjoy a life and life to the full as that ordained to you by the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that bring understanding and wisdom in the life of your church and your people. We do pray, O God, that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in each and every one life who hear the message of yours. We pray that we'll put what we hear into action. Tell them, Lord, I understand that you are speaking to me in regard to that following subject or ministry. Let's pray, and you pray to the Lord. Lord, leave it alone for 1 more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. Lord, I pray that what we pray now, it will bring you glory and the fruit that you desire, and will make our life easier, fruitful, effective, the way that you desire it. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to those who are in need of this word of yours, so that they will be delivered from unfruitfulness and barrenness. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen and Amen.